sober moment. For a sober moment. I believe that we are in a season of reawakening, the reawakening of passion for God, passion for the work of God, passion for evangelism, passion for soul winning. And I believe that because our passion determines our portion, we will not miss our portion in the name of Jesus. James chapter 4. Verse 2 and verse 3. You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Tonight, I'm speaking quickly on the subject, praying aright. Praying aright. Objective is simple. Understanding what it takes to pray aright. What does it take to pray aright? Because it is possible to pray aright, and it is possible to pray amiss. It's possible to pray aright, and it is possible to pray amiss. To pray amiss is to pray and miss. You just pray and miss it. But to pray aright is to pray with light. And that is to pray with results. So, it is possible to pray and miss, or pray and miss it. And it is possible to pray aright, pray with light, and pray with result. Now, there are three categories of people as far as prayer or praying is concerned. Number one, those who pray and expect no answers or results. They don't expect any answer. Those who pray and expect no answers or results. These are those who pray religiously, pray routinely, or pray to fulfill righteousness. Category two, those who pray and expect answers and results but get none. They expect answers. They expect results, but they get none. These are people who pray in frustration and wonder what is happening. They expect results, they expect answers, but they didn't get. Number three category are those who pray and expect answers and results and get them. They expect answers, they expect results, and they get results, they get answers. Those are the category of people who have learned how to pray
are right.
What does it take to pray aright? Some of the things I'm about to say are some things I already said on Sunday or maybe the previous midweek service. And if it is coming up again, it's because of the retention power of repetition. What does it take to pray aright? Number one, it is praying righteously. One, praying righteously. Only move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side with God. It's praying righteously. He said in James chapter 4 verse 2, where we read. Alright, verse 3. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, so you can consume it on your fleshly desires, on righteous, ungodly desires. James chapter 5 verse 16. He said, Elijah was a man, all right, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man produces tremendous power. Praying righteously, not praying unrighteously, not praying selfishly. Not praying to inflame fleshly desires. Very important. Praying not with the flesh in charge, but with the spirit in charge. That is number one. Number two is praying God glorifying, or rather, praying for God glorifying purposes. Praying for God glorifying purposes. Praying for that which glorifies God is praying aright. In John chapter 2 verse 11, this beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. It was the manifestation of the glory of God that was the reason why the miracle happened in Cana of Galilee. You won't struggle for answer if the answer to your prayer will glorify the name of God. Am I communicating? Praying for God glorifying purposes. When Hannah, the mother of Samuel, prayed for a long time for a child and there was no answer, she found a God-glorifying purpose and tied it to her prayer. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, he told God, if you will give me a handmaid. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of the hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me and not forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. In other words, Lord, give me a child, not because I need a child. Give me a child because you need a priest. Because there was
shortage of priesthood at that time. Eli had two sons, Hophni. What are the names? Hophni and Phinehas, right? And the two sons of Eli were bad boys, taking the offering anytime they wanted, sleeping with the women in the church. And God rejected Eli and rejected his sons. And there was a vacuum. And Hannah identified the vacuum. She knew that God needed a priest. She needed a child. God needed a priest. It was a deal. Give me a child. You have a priest. And God said, have the child. And she said, have the priest. God glorified purpose. Many times what we are looking for is just all about ourselves. In what way will your answer glorify God? Not, Lord, I need to marry now because all my friends left me behind. That is your own reason. Lord, I shall be established in marriage now because I trust you for a man that will stand with me to chase the devils to hell and chase the souls to heaven, to depopulate hell and populate heaven. A man that me and him can make heaven together. God glorifying purpose. Is God speaking to somebody here? One man was lying on the floor with his wife, newly married wife, no money, in northeast of Nigeria. He said, Lord, if you give me a little bit of money to register a business, the first three jobs that I will get, I will give all the money to you. The first three contracts that company will do, all the money comes to you. And God miraculously supplied. He registered a company. First job he got, 1.5 million. He gave all to God. Second job, 5 million. He gave all to God. Third job, 1.5 billion. That was a major temptation. He gave to God. And then the heavens tore open. He has not recovered till date. As at the last time I knew, he plants churches, he builds the churches, foundation to roofing, only him. Paid this. Ensure that the pastors are sustained and purely in the places where churches don't go. And he goes to the mission field himself to see how they are faring. Yet he's a billionaire. God glorifying purpose. What are you looking for? How will it glorify God? How will it impact the kingdom? It is going to determine the speed with which your prayers will be answered. That was number two, praying God glorifying purposes. Number three, praying in line with God's will. First John chapter 5 verse 14. This is the confidence we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Anything according to his will, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Praying in line with God's will. What is God's will? God's will is what God is eager to do by himself without anybody asking him. That is, God himself is eager to do something by himself. Even if nobody asked him, this is what is in his mind to do. This is what his word already said he will do. If you know what God wants to do,
You don't struggle for God to get it done because before you asked him, he wanted to do it. Am I communicating? I said some time ago, and it remains a permanent saying for as long as I'm aware, that God's will is answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. God's will is answered prayer waiting to be prayed. Waiting for somebody to pray it. What God wants to do is answer waiting to be requested. Where we are seated, I saw it in the revelation of the night many years, over a decade before we located the place. So when it was time for the structure to be done, there was no prayer for money. No prayer, no prayer, no prayer. A building as small as this, at least we should hold hands with pastors and hold out with people and say, brethren, at this time of the construction, we need money, man. Please, let's beg God to send money. No prayer, no prayer, no prayer. I think some of the pastors are here. You remember the last time we held our hands together and asked for money, right? God's will. God's will is answered prayer with that God is waiting for somebody to pray it. God's will is God's manifestation looking for human partnership. That is why when you marry in the will of God, you have effortless, blissful marriage. When you marry your own will, you handle your own bills. And you handle your own issues. You handle your own matters. Some people never knew the secret of Elijah. All that Elijah did was to identify the will of God. Every time you walk in line with the will of God, you look like a champion, an expert to people. You are like an expert. You are like a person where everything is working. It's only just finding the will of God and lining up your life with it. And any prayer you pray, any time you spend trying to know what God wants you to do per time, is not a waste of time. Somebody say amen. Elijah chapter 18 verse 36. Open it. Elijah chapter 18 verse 36. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36. That is where Elijah is. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. All the things I was doing, I wasn't doing to show power. You said something, I heard it, and I moved. Show that I am not just trying to perform. Show that I am walking in line with what you said. And God said, I will show. And the fire fell. Somebody say amen. Anyone who is suffering from spiritual deafness, tonight is the end of it forever. That amen can be better. Everyone suffering from spiritual blindness. You don't know what God wants you to do. You can't hear, you can't see, you can't perceive, you cannot feel. Tonight is the end of it forever. Between now and tomorrow morning, the next step to take to move your life and destiny to the next level shall be made clear to you. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Very soon, people will look at you as if you are an expert. As if you are an expert in everything. Because you are just moving in line with the will of God. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Is somebody receiving anything at all? Pray righteously. Pray God glorifying purposes. Pray in line with God's will. Number 4,
Pray
believingly. Pray believingly. Pray expectantly.
James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Go on ahead. Next verse. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave forth her rain. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Ask in faith. Nothing wavering.
You don't pray doubtfully and expect results. You don't pray pessimistically and expect results. Promises are inherited by faith, not just because you prayed. Believingly, the kind of prayer that gets answers are the kind of prayer whose answers you are sure before you started the prayer. Oral Roberts told his people in the days of the healing revival, I'm going to paraphrase. This is the paraphrase. Don't lay hands on the sick until you are sure God will heal them. If you are not sure, why lay the hands? If the faith is maximum in your heart, that is the point to lay the hand. Otherwise, no need.
Am I communicating? Believe that you have received. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Therefore I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Mark 11, 23, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, what do you do? When do you believe? When you pray. And after you believe, what happens? Receive. And then after that, what happens? And you shall have. So you receive it before you have it. You believe, then you receive, then you can have. So it is possible that you have received and you don't have yet. Believe that you receive. So for a long time you may have received what you don't have yet. But you're still there. And that will take me to the next point. Don't ever use the faith destroying phrase when the will of God is known. There is a faith destroying phrase. It is called, if it is your will. It's a destroyer of answered prayer. Lord, if it is your will, heal me. Lord, if it is your will,
let these needs be supplied. For as long as that statement is there, it is plus one, minus one. You are doubting his will and asking him to meet your need.
One day, a leper said, if thou will, thou can make me whole.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. Jesus said, I will.
That I will silence that question for everybody forever. I will be thou cleansed. There are times to ask if it is your will. For example, where the will of God is not known, you can ask if it is your will. But where the will of God is known, like by his stripes you are healed, it's already known that he wants you healed. The Lord taketh pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That will is known. It's already known that it is his will for you to be healed. It is his will for you to be the head and not the tail. So you can't say if it is your will, let me be healed or let me be promoted. Promotion coming not from the east or west or south, but from the Lord. So it is his will.
The place where you can say if it is your will is when you don't know the will. Lord, if it is your will, let this man marry me. Because you are not sure. He may be a wrong husband. Hello?
Lord, if it is your will, let the Canadian immigration thing work out. Lord, if it is your...
There are instances where the will is not clear. You can say, if it is your will. But where the will is not is clear, true scripture, remove that phrase and say, Lord, I receive my healing.
It's already, it's his will 2,000 years ago. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to establish that will in your life. I prophesy to every afflicted and sick person here, that affliction is over. That affliction is over. That sickness is over. That pain is over. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. Is anybody getting something at all? So you pray believingly.
Number five, pray passionately. And if this word is permitted, focusedly.
I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but I know you understand. Pray focusedly. Pray with focus.
Passionately, focusedly. Praying concentratedly.
James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Effectual fervent. Elijah prayed fervent and earnestly. He's praying concentratedly, praying undistractedly.
Where your mind, your spirit, and your body are united in purpose. The mind, the spirit, the flesh, united on one purpose.
That is what you want God to do for you. Not a mind roaming somewhere. The spirit, of course, is willing. The mind is thinking of somebody or something. And the hand is on the phone.
The body is somewhere. The mind is somewhere. The spirit is somewhere. And it is only when two or three shall agree as touching a thing that it can be established. The mind is not in agreement to the spirit. And the body and everything is not united together. Everything is scattered and distracted. Before you finish praying for 30 minutes, you have traveled to your village and come back. You went to the office. You even visited a restaurant.
Not so. Focusedly, concentratedly.
There are times people pray, and by the time they have finished praying, they can't remember what they prayed about.
That was a waste of time. A colossal, monumental, megalocious waste of time.
That was number five.
Number six
is praying with patience. Somebody is saying, but is that not contrary to faith? No. Patience is the second leg of faith.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12
said
that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Faith and patience. Two legs. Faith, patience. Faith, patience. Faith, patience.
Faith says, I know God can do it and will do it. Patience says, I will wait until he does it. Did you hear what I just said? Faith says, I know God can do it and will do it. Patience says, I will wait until he does it. I want to make a very, very crucial statement about patience. Don't forget it for life. One, this is the statement. Patience is not the tolerance of delay. But it is remaining firm in expectation until there is a manifestation. Patience is not the tolerance of delay or the acceptance of defeat, but it is remaining firm in expectation until there is a manifestation. Many people have faith. I know God will do it. I know God can do it and God will do it. But they don't have patience, the capacity to wait until God does it. So they shift out of faith once the patience is no more there, and then they go back to square one. Somebody say amen. The Bible talks about the patience of Job. The patience of Job. James chapter 5 verse 11. It talks about the patience of Job. The patience of Job. He said, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job. And you have seen the end of the Lord. That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So, what was it that changed Job's story? Patience. What was the patience of Job? Job 14:14. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Somebody scream, I will wait until my change comes. I will wait until my change comes. It must happen. God can do it. He will do it. And I will wait until he does it. I am not changing position. That didn't spoil your faith. There is a man here. I don't know if he's seated here tonight. Maybe if it was a Sunday, he would be here. And I think he parked his car around the corner in the rear once about a few years ago. And 2 years ago, and some people borrowed the car. They claimed that they were thieves, but they borrowed the car. And the man came to the exact spot. Is he here tonight? Because I don't want to paraphrase the story. I think he anointed the ground. Long story made short, prophetic declarations were made that this car must be returned. Now, 1 year later, not 1 week, not 1 month, not 6 months, 1 year later, he arrived where the car was stolen from, and there was the car.
The thief did not just return the car, but returned the car to where they took it from. Back to where they took it from. Exact spot. Only God and the thief and the devil knew what the thief saw that made him to return the car back to where he took it from. There's someone here. What that devil took from you is returning back. Take your seat. Sometime this year, one of us texted that a satanic, demonic vagabond with a gun entered where they were meeting on Saturday evening and harassed them, asked the man of the house to surrender the key of his car, tried to snatch a baby, but the baby was returned on the spot and went away with the key. They called me and I said, that thief and the car is arrested and he has stolen his last. Anybody who dares with anyone under this cover, he has committed wickedness for the last time. Any satanic, demonic bastard, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. For as long as God has positioned you under this prophetic and apostolic cover, both you, your family, your loved ones, you are untouchable by any devil. Every arm robber, every ritual killer, every occultic person looking for you is looking for death. Is looking for instant death. Somebody shout fire! Power! Take your seat. So, went and harassed people in their house, worshiping God, Saturday evening. Snatch the car. Took the car to another town. And stole the car to somebody. This is March this year March. And sold the car to somebody. Somehow the photocopy of the particular, I think, was inside. So that was what he used to sell the car. The number of the original owner was on the particular. So the new owner of the car, who bought the car, decided to call that number to find out, just to be sure that he is. And he called, and the owner picked it, and the person picked it from himself. Say, hello, I just want to find out about this car. He said, oh yes. Oh, this was my car. 1 year ago, I sold it to so and so person, and he mentioned the name of the person. The person who he mentioned was the bosom friend of this man. The friend of this man whose car was snatched at gunpoint. He said, okay, thank you. He called his friend. I said, how are you doing? What of your car? He says, thief snatched it in March. He said, well, I'll call you back to come and carry both your car and the thief. So he called the thief to come and collect the balance of his money. Police waiting for him. Today. Here comes the thief. And here comes police to arrest him. Chained. On your mask, get set. And if it was SARS or anybody who caught him, they will escort him away. They just escort him out of the land of the living. So the man traveled today to go and collect his car.
Today.
It happened in March.
It was released today.
Even though it tarry. All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Stand up on your feet. Tell your neighbor, I will wait. Lift your voice, say, I am waiting. And change is coming. My change is coming. My change is coming. Will you help me shake the hands of seven people? Tell them, wait, because your change is coming. Wait. Your change is coming. I don't know what the devil took from you. I don't know what you are battling with. I don't know what you are expecting from God. I don't know what has delayed before today. I announce by the prophetic and apostolic mantle of God on my life, it is coming your way. Before this week is over, that delayed expectation shall become your manifestation. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat
in the presence of the Lord. Give you a miracle that will make you dance musicless dance. No drum is playing, no keyboard, yet you are dancing. Hey! Somebody's delay in getting married is over right now.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
So we move. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Please, don't lose your patience. Even though it tarry, wait for it. And finally, number seven, praying with advance appreciation. That is praying aright. First of all, we must pray righteously. And then pray God glorifying prayers, and then pray in line with God's will, and then pray believingly, and then pray passionately and focusedly, and then pray with patience. And number seven, pray with advance appreciation. Advance appreciation. That is thanking God ahead of the answer. Appreciating God ahead of the answer. Advance appreciation. In John chapter 6 verse 11, Jesus took loaves, and when he gave thanks, he distributed. Before the miracle ever happened, he gave thanks. John chapter 11 verse 41, at the tomb of Lazarus, he gave thanks in advance. Praying with advance appreciation, or with appreciation in advance.
That is easier for you, the ICT.
There are people you don't need for them to meet your request before you say thank you to them. Am I communicating? Someone just met you and I say, see me tomorrow in the office with a check of 1 million. I have just 1 million naira for you just to assist your work. Your reaction will depend on the kind of person he is. If he is an unreliable person that you know has no capacity, even if they hit him on the ground, he cannot produce 100,000. That is, if they shake him, 100,000 cannot come out. You may answer, He says, meet me tomorrow for 1 million. Say, Okay, we'll see tomorrow. You know the kind of person that is, you shake him, hit him on the ground. 100,000 can't come out. It's like trying to use needle and syringe to take blood from the back of tortoise. The shell of tortoise can't come out. But very soon your status will change. But if it is somebody you know that 100 times that amount is not his challenge, what will you do? I'm so grateful, sir. I'm so grateful. Oh, what did I do? I'm so grateful. In fact, you will start sharing the testimony. You will start sharing the testimony. Hey, brother, God damn. What happened to me today? Somebody just gave me 1 million. It has not entered your hand. But you know the character of the promiser. And you know the capacity of the one who promised. Both his character and capacity is equal to delivery. That is what we do with God. When there are things you are asking him for, you know his character. I am the Lord, I change not. You know his capacity. I am the God of the whole flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So you are not waiting for him to do it. You are saying thank you in advance. Is there somebody who wants to say thank you to God in advance? And why are you still sitting down? Will you stand up and thank him in advance? Thank him in advance. Thank him in advance. Stand up on your feet. Oh yes. Every time you are unable to thank him like that in advance, it's because you are in doubt of his character and in doubt of his capacity. And you cannot see any result out of the one you doubt. How do you feel if your wife doubts you or your children doubt your character? It's time to go to school, but I know, number one, you are a very stingy man. And number two, I'm not sure if you have that money, but this is the school fees. This is the bill. What will you do if you are in the village? African father, you lay hands on the child. Lay hands. Not disciple, not disciple, not the one for prayer. For insulting you like that, you are a stingy man. Praise the Lord. I like us to believe God. God enjoys to be believed. He enjoys to be believed. He is pained when he is doubted. Even if the devil wants you to doubt God, doubt your doubt and believe your belief. What is causing you to doubt God is what you should doubt. That's what to doubt. That is what to doubt and believe God. But I am too aware that there is somebody here tonight. Your story already changed. Are you the person? Your amen would have been louder. I don't know what you are going to take away tonight, but your delay is ending tonight. And as you give him advance appreciation, you are going to see acceleration. Go ahead now, lift up your hands and begin to thank him for all the things you would have been asking him for in time past. Begin to thank him, appreciate him. All the things you would have been asking him for, begin to thank him for them. Thank him for your life. Thank him for your marriage. Thank him for your house. Thank him for your job. Thank him for your car. Thank him for your financial resources. Thank him for your fruit of the womb. Thank him for your children. Thank him for open doors. Thank him for manifestations. Thank him for signs and wonders. Thank him for a change of story. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Mahashaka. Thank him. Thank him. Name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you because from today I have received the grace to pray aright, not to pray for myself, the grace to pray what will glorify you. From today, I thank you because I have received that grace. Lift your voice and thank him. Lift your voice and talk to him. Thank you because I have received the grace. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I thank you because from tonight I shall not miss your will. I will know what you want me to do. I will hear what you want me to hear. I will see what you want me to see out of scripture. I will never miss you another day. Open your mouth and speak to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I will not doubt you.
And I thank you
for the grace to believe you.
The grace to pray.
Passionately.
I thank you.
Because I believe you.
And I will not lose focus.
I will not lose focus.
I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray and thank him.
Let's go.
In Jesus' name. On this note, Father, thank you because my delays are over. Thank you because delay for my family is over. Delay for our nation Nigeria is over. Delay for the church is over. It's just a thanksgiving. Are you ready? And then in addition with this, you are going to thank God for any other thing you like to thank God for. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I thank you.
Because my delays
are over.
Delay
in my family
are over.
Delay
in our nation
over.
Delay
in the church
over.
Thank you, Lord. Because the delay
are over.
Open your mouth and pray. Delay. Hold the hand of someone close to you, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Father, we receive the harvest of souls this week.
Great, great, great.